Welcome to another episode of Notable on Noble, the podcast that brings you samples of locally recorded audio from the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. All materials presented are available from the library's download site called Noble. Now sit back, relax, and let's listen to something notable on Noble.
Victims, a true story of the Civil War by Philip Shaw Paludin from the book jacket. In January 1863, in the mountains of North Carolina, Confederate soldiers captured and murdered 13 prisoners. These suspected Unionist guerrillas were members of a relatively isolated, traditional mountain community. Their killers were led by officers more open to the changing currents of the 19th century. Combining psychology, sociology, and anthropology with more traditional historical narrative, Philip Paludin looks at the incident in its larger meaning, while at the same time maintaining respect for the historical record. In approaching his research, the author asked how men could do such things. His search for answers took him into the lives of a high-ranking Confederate general, of the commanders in the field, of the killers and their victims. In the process, he discovered a cover-up of the crime by military authorities, even as Southern political leaders sought justice. The trail also led through the courts of North Carolina and the intricacies of the law of war. Thus, Victims, a True Story of the Civil War, is an investigation of the impact of war on a traditional society, but it is also an investigation of atrocity, of the ways in which the pressures of war, hatred, and revenge can lead men to My Lai, to Auschwitz, and to brutalities more heinous than war itself. As traditional history, the book contributes to an understanding of the impact of the Civil War, to knowledge about guerrilla warfare during the conflict, to the legal history of the war, and to the growing field of community studies. No other work focuses on the effect of the Civil War on the small community, and hence no other work allows the reader to feel what the war meant to ordinary human beings off the battlefield. But the book makes its largest contribution in its integration of social history and psychohistory with the narrative form. While using social science disciplines to pose questions and suggest answers, Paludin recognizes that history is best understood when experienced as a story, when the reader can live the experience as well as understand it, and understand it better by living it. Victims is an encounter with man's capacity to commit atrocity, with the power of war to shake a community, and with the enduring ability of ordinary people to overcome the battering forces of history.